This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry. We thank you so much for listening.
This is Afghanistan, and here is a city where I born. Name is Jalalabad. From Jalalabad, I come to Peshawar. Peshawar is in Pakistan. From Peshawar, I arrive in Quetta. From Quetta, I arrive to Iran.
That's a part of one man's journey, forced to travel in secrecy, outside of the law, through towns and across countries in the Middle East. It's the voice of a migrant captured by visual artist Boutra Khalili. We'll hear more from her in just a moment. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says efforts to stem the tide of migrants seeking the shores of Europe are working. Speaking in Ankara, he says NATO's patrols are making a difference.
We have seen a significant reduction in the numbers. If we leave, then we can see a return of the high numbers of people trying to cross the Aegean Sea in an illegal and dangerous way. We are following this situation. We are in close contact with Greece and Turkey and the European Union. And then I think it's important not to end the activities too early.
But the journey is perilous and even deadly for those leaving Egypt and Libya. Over the weekend, hundreds of people died after a migrant ship traveling to Italy sank somewhere between Libya and Crete in the Mediterranean. The ship capsized at midnight when smugglers told people from a smaller boat to board a bigger boat that was listing, and the bigger boat sank. Of the hundreds of people on board, only about 40 were able to swim back to the smaller boat where they sat as it drifted for 3 days. Mark McAuliffe is executive director of Migrant Report. It's a nonprofit designed to measure, investigate, and document the impact of human movement. He says that the European patrols that started last summer have saved thousands of lives, but continuing danger lies ahead for migrants in the waters just north of Libya and Egypt.
You have to consider how big a sea we're talking about here. There are at least four zones to speak of. There's the Aegean, so Turkey and Greece, which from purely the perspective of how long the journey takes, usually about an hour or even less, is the safest area. Then there's the Libya to Italy route, which is among one of the most dangerous. There's still some action, although that's been reduced, between Morocco and Spain. And then there's now, the route between Egypt and eastern Libya and the rest of the Mediterranean. So purely from an aspect of territory, you're talking about a vast area to patrol. The deaths in the central Mediterranean between Libya and Italy have actually decreased significantly after last year. Around this time last year, there was a massive tragedy, the biggest on record, when 850 people are believed to have died in a single accident off the Italian island of Lampedusa. After that, Europe increased its search and rescue capacity in that particular area, and the deaths have decreased. But that same search and rescue effort is not operating in the seas off Egypt. So there's a gap.
Do Egypt and Libya have the ability to control the smugglers leaving from their own beaches?
No, to a large extent, no. First of all, let's divide them, because we're talking about two very different contexts. But if we look at Libya, you have a situation where there's a conflict zone. So even in the best of times, Libya wasn't in a position to be able to clamp down completely on smuggling, let alone now. You've got several problems on different levels. You've got the Coast Guard that's underfunded, under-resourced. You've got investigative capabilities that are in more or less the same situation. And you've got, obviously, thriving corruption, which is, in a situation of a conflict zone, is perfect grounds for that sort of situation to happen. So we see constantly authorities, liaising with smugglers and essentially being in their pockets. And the situation is not likely to improve for a very long time until stability comes to Libya. That's the first stepping stone for there to be an effective government that can then address these issues meaningfully. The situation in Egypt is a bit different because you do have, by and large, stability in Egypt, and you do have a very, very well-funded military presence, even the Navy. But the reality is that this is a widespread phenomenon. So it defies any country, as we've seen, the capabilities of any country, as we've seen even in Europe in the last months. When you've got a movement of these proportions, it's very hard to be able to bring everything to a standstill. Now, you can look at Turkey and say, look, they managed. Yes, but But the particular geography and the particular dynamics of the Turkey-Greece movement makes it such where it's relatively easier than it is when you look at a country like Libya and, to a lesser extent, a country like Egypt.
Hundreds of migrants drowned at sea aboard ships run by smugglers headed for Europe, the latest in a long series of tragedies on the oceans between Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. Mark McAuliffe, Executive Director of Migrant Report, producer at the Times of Malta. Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.